Good afternoon, Alan Peace. How may I help you?
Hey, is Jim in by chance?
Jim, hold on.
Thank you.
Jim Denny, may I help you?
Hey, Jim. It's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Fine, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Coming off a good Labor Day weekend. Much needed. How was yours?
Wasn't long enough, but it was okay.
Yeah.
Usually those long weekends, you think, oh, I got a long weekend, and all of a sudden it's Monday. It's like, I didn't get half done what I was thinking about doing.
No, yeah, I had a nice little vacation that went by way too quick, so
yeah.
Back to reality.
Yeah, back to reality is not a problem, though.
just wanted to
get at least we get a day off, right?
I
could
know,
be worse.
I know. I actually took a Friday off, too, and enjoyed a little four-day weekend. So,
that makes it nice.
Yeah, it was
that makes
nice.
So, but, anyway, but
just kind of wanted to touch base here. I know we were talking about refinancing options there for some of the equipment. I didn't know if you had some time to really look into that or kind of where you were at.
I hadn't as of yet. Right now, probably, to be frank with you, probably in the next couple, 3 weeks, got a lot of little things on the plate, so it's going to be something I'd like to look at, but it's probably going in all reality going to be probably 2 to a couple of weeks before I can even get to it. Just a lot of little other projects that are probably taking somewhat of a priority right now on things I have to try to get done. So, and looking at that, so you know, when trying to do it, but it's you know definitely something I want to look at to say, hey, you know, is this a viable thing that can save us a few dollars and create that. So definitely I'm interested. Hopefully I can, like I said, look at it in the next couple of weeks and go from there. So if you want to follow up with me then, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, I can definitely maybe follow up with you here just kind of towards the end of the month.
That'd probably be good.
September there to kind of get these, what are these little projects you have? You've been working on them for a while or you just kind
of
got sprung?
Some of them, yes, and one of them is, it's been sitting on the back burner and now it's become a little bit of a priority, and it might be something I might want to look at using you for. So, in doing that, because it may be one thing is our timekeeping system is we've got to. I want to make a change. I'm not happy with the company but the time clocks we've got are a little antiquated. We need to upgrade them. And to do it, yeah. So they're about
like
$2,200 a piece.
I was going to say, is that like a whole system there you got to buy? How does that work?
Well, the thing is you have to buy the clocks, and then the system that you do and the software is basically on a per-user basis. So in other words, if I have a couple, you know, I don't have to use it for salary people, but the labor people, the people that would use the clock, maybe 150, it's so much per month for them to utilize that. So it's based on the number of users. But being what we have to do, the reason the clocks are a little bit, we want to get biometric clocks because you've got, you have to, because if you give people cards, and you're not having somebody monitor it, somebody else will give them their card to clock them in and stuff with the biometrics, you know, it's just got to be them.
Yeah.
So, but I got to have it for 6 locations, so it's not 2,200, it's like, it's about $15,000.
I gotcha.
So,
that'll add up quick.
So it adds up when you put it in 6 locations. So it's like, hey, well, maybe that, I don't know if that's something you guys look at or something, but these, I mean, we've had the other ones for a heck of a long time. They're antiquated. They need to be done. But it is a piece of equipment. It stays in the warehouse, and they're supposedly built for warehouses because the company I'm looking for deals with a lot of can't give you the name off the top, but they deal with fairly high-end companies. So, one reason I like, because their price per employee, but one reason I'm liking their software has some back-end reporting stuff that I like, that I might be able to utilize and dovetail in for being able to get a little bit better job costing here. So,
definitely.
That's part of it. So, looking at that, that may be one opportunity that I've got that I'm going to look at next week, and maybe it's something that, hey, I don't know if that'd be something we could maybe be interested in if we want to finance it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to finance it or just go ahead and pay cash for them or what. But, you know, and I don't have to really finance them for that long of a period.
Yeah, that's something you can probably get away with a little bit more on the short term.
Yeah.
Especially on the equipment there. The shorter the term there, the lower your rate's going to be. But, I mean, it sounds like you got a ton of little projects here and there we'll be able to help you out with. And, you know, you get your foot in the door and kind of build that relationship on one of them. It's just going to kind of make all the other projects easier to...
That may be a good entry because it's not really... We're not talking a huge amount of dollars, and so if we can give us a proven track record, so it may be might be a way that we could go back in. So, you know, need to work on that. See if this is the viable the way we're going to go into. No matter what, I've got to replace the clocks because even our current company now has basically told us they're not supporting our clocks anymore at the first of the year.
Oh wow!
And so.
How long does that take to swap those? I mean, is that a pretty easy transition?
Not very long, I don't think. Not very long. It's a matter of getting them set up. The biggest thing I need to do is making sure that is, okay, how's the reporting work? So when my payroll person gets it, they know that these times are there, so we can may have to do some, you know, a little bit of there of how the reports come out to make sure that downloads that we get them input so we get them into payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I get that logistic done, probably it wouldn't be that hard. It's just going to a different website, pulling down a different report. So
I see. I see.
You know, but that's one of those things you can't go, oh, well, we can't get time, so we're not going to do payroll this week.
Nice little IOU action there for you.
Yeah, we'd have like a little mini riot. So, I mean, that's definitely, and the other thing on that is it's, I have to be pretty time critical because we do play on a weekly basis. So that makes it, you know, it's not like I got 2 weeks because a lot of people play biweekly, but we, because of, you know, the nature of our business and stuff with laborers, you pay them every week. And if we're doing payroll, we might as well do it for everybody.
Yeah.
So it makes, you know, just might as well just run one payroll and be doing it. So literally it has to get it where, you know, probably what I would do is take one clock, do it, have them on one of them, like a smaller one, clock in on A, clock in on B, make sure they both work and doing it, and then, you know, over a couple of weeks and get everybody dovetailed in.
I got you.
And go from that. So
I've been meaning to ask you here because I've been looking through my notes. I know you guys only do commercial, but is there anything you guys like specialize in there with the business or anything you guys do differently on the landscaping side?
Well, I mean, we do do – when I say commercial, we do residential areas, but we just do the common areas.
Okay,
so I mean, it's considered a commercial, but we do the commercial things, and then you know, you've got if you live in a neighborhood, you know, with a homeowners association, there may be a common ground, maybe a park or a swimming pool area, someplace like that, and common things that requires somewhere that you pay for as part of your homeowners due to be maintained, the entranceway, etc. So we do those and those things. And other things we do, that sounds do, irrigation work. So we'll actually do irrigation projects. So part of the landscaping thing is we have an irrigation department where not only repair, but we'll come out when if somebody needs to replace or if they're doing a building, putting, say, in an area or something like that, we will go out and put the irrigation pieces in with the contractor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Somebody putting an office thing in, we'll actually go in, lay all the piping, make sure the pumps are right, all the other stuff for the irrigation. So, so we, it's not only maintenance, we do that. And then the other area that we do as part of maintaining is basically tree work because trees have to be pruned back, things of that nature. And some of those, if as tall as they are, you've got to have a truck that gets up there. We've really just gotten started on that. We probably need to upgrade some of our equipment later on down the road, but we've got to look at a couple other things on that where sometimes you have to literally, to cut it, you have to have a crane.
Oh,
a crane
wow.
to get up there where you do it. So right now on those real
some
tall ones,
we'll have,
we've got, Yeah, well, it's serious equipment. We subcontract that out to someone who has it.
I see.
But as opposed to doing it, but you know, if still you can do 90% of it and 10% you can contract out for really tall work like that, okay. If there, if it's part of a, you know, part of a office complex or a unit thing that or a homeowner's unit or CDD that you need to do that, if we can do most of it and subcontract a small amount out, so be it. That's not,
I see.
It's not that bad of a, not that bad of an issue, but you know, the bread and butter is obviously the maintenance contracts.
Okay.
But it does include doing that, and part of that is what we call enhancement work. Some of that, depending on, some people like to pay one price and get it. Other people say, well, okay, you did, I'll pay you for cutting my yard when we want to change the flowers out to the front, you know, the annuals for the spring and the fall, and make it look nice. I will pay, you know, you'll give me a quote based on what you want.
Yeah.
What I want. So some people like to pay it all at one point in the thing, and then it includes, you know, a couple of plantings where we'll go out and put flowers in the entryways, et cetera, where it, you know, make it for the aesthetics. It's an interesting business.
Yeah. And are you guys all kind of word of mouth there? Do you guys do any marketing? How are you guys able to?
We do some marketing. We have a lady that actually does marketing and, you know, PR for us. So she's full-time with us, and she goes around and tries to market us, you know, keeps the website, things of that nature. But a lot of it is a lot of it's word of mouth doing that. The manager's going out, seeing the people, but, you know, and it's one of those, and it's a competitive industry. You lose
crazy.
Some and you gain some. It's like anything else. You play the net games. You hope you go in and you pick up more, because somewhere or another you're going to lose somewhere, because a property manager will, you know, change and come over, and this particular property manager likes company X. If he likes us, it's great because we get in.
Yeah.
But if it happens to be one we do it, and he always dealt exclusively with another one, they tend to move and use those people because, one, they're comfortable with them and they work with them. So, you know, a lot of factors can change your portfolio of your customer base. I mean, but we have long-term customers that we've been there. So, I mean,
yeah, a lot of repeat
for the size of us. So, you know, we're fairly well entrenched in the Tampa Bay area. We're trying to get a better presence in Central Florida, Northeast Florida, Jacksonville area.
Okay.
And we've got potential for growth there. So, you know, if we're going to grow from and get to the next level, that's where our growth has got to come from.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we could pick up more here, but that's where we can get a bigger market share.
I see.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
The time you guys have been in business, in between that and your sales, I mean, getting you not only approved is not going to be an issue, but getting into some of our better programs from the get-go, I don't see it being an issue either, really. And
right.
Once you're in, you know, the offers will be good for 90 days, and you can kind of come back and restructure it there with these little projects that you do get approved for.
Okay.
So, you know, say you get hypothetically approved for 200 grand or 250 grand, you can kind of just pick away at it with these little projects, you know, 15 grand for these time clocks. I know you were talking about some equipment you might be looking at. So once this process does get going, I don't see there being any issues. It's just going to be a matter of when it does make sense for you to get the ball rolling. But
okay.
Whenever you are ready to get the paperwork going, you're in the system, you're good for 90 days. You don't even have to really worry about it after that point. We'll be able to get the ball rolling there for you.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, pick, you know, with this going, check back with me maybe, what, in a couple of weeks, and let's see where this is, because if this looks going, and I think I got your info, and if I need to get a hold of you, I can get back with you too. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Anything does come up before then, definitely feel free to reach out, Jim.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Good talking to you, Jim.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.